She is just an ordinary high school student at the Western Academy of Beijing. But unlike many of her peers, she has a unique whistle. A whistle, and the only whistle cats in Beijing know to respond to. It's time for the cats to eat, and when they hear this particular whistle, they know it's time for a meal.
If I try... He's like going, what the hell?
So he's running away from my whistle instead of coming towards me.
Yeah,
he's
irritated.
Okay.
At 19 years of age, Charlotte is sacrificing her partying and shopping time to educate and foster stray cats off the streets in a city of 22 million people. So what inspired Charlotte to save cats?
I mostly take the cats off the street because I really like cats and somebody needs to do it and I want to set an example and I think it's important to do that.
Deeply connected to the cats, Charlotte spends her allowances on saving these animals to ensure that the cats in the city are well catered for and that they are not suffering. It's something that requires dedication and she has mandated herself to do this with any free time she has. She explains what she does to care for these cats.
Sometimes I take them home. Most of the time I trap them, getting them spayed or neutered and return them back. I can't always take them home and get them adopted out. You can't adopt out every single cat. Once you get them trapped, spayed and neutered, it's like the best thing you can do because if you don't spay and neuter them, they will have endless kittens and or puppies and they will suffer through them. The puppies or kittens will suffer. They die really badly, and the mothers will suffer. And if you get them spayed and neutered, they don't suffer as much outside.
Her job has been well recognized, especially amongst the expat community here. One time, she recalls, the New Zealand Embassy in Beijing called her to help them trap stray cats on its compound.
Oh yeah, they asked me to trap their three cats. I trapped them and we wanted to tame them, but they were too old to be rehabilitated, so we had to release them back.
There is no official figure of how many stray cats there are in Beijing. However, according to a report by Xinhua News Agency in May 2010, more than 30,000 stray cats have been sterilized in Beijing alone in a government-backed NGO project since July 2006. The number of stray cats has reportedly been increasing rapidly in the city as stray cats are better fed and more domestic cats are now being abandoned by relocated families. And it is people like Charlotte who have discovered the plight of these animals that are taking important steps to ensure that they are well taken care of.
Why cats and not dogs?
Many people ask me that question. Yes. Dogs are mostly taken really quickly off the street and put into a shelter because people tend to be more aggressive, so people take them off the street, but cats are not controlled. That's why cats are often more seen on the streets than dogs. And it's really unsafe for the cat to stay outside because people can hurt it.
Her father, Andreas Landwehr, a German journalist based in Beijing, is proud of her daughter's efforts to help these helpless creatures. He trusts her daughter's ability to balance her schoolwork and catering for the cats, while at the same time supporting her. He is quick to acknowledge the attention her daughter is getting as good for the creation of awareness about the plight of this cat.
She gets a lot of attention, but I think it's a good thing because she can explain the concept of trapping, neutering and returning, a concept that we also didn't know before. And I think a lot of people, especially in China, don't know about it. And Charlotte cannot save every cat, but she can spread the information and she can raise awareness for the problem and the situation, and I think that's what's important.
On her father's living room coffee table sits a tight lidded pot with ashes from one of her favorite cats she saved off the street.
This is little Gabby. She was doing fine for 4 weeks, had some like minor stomach problems or something. Like, but after 6-7 weeks, she started to get really sick.
Do you sometimes cry over it?
Well, right now, every, like, each month on the 22nd, I will put up a candle for her because she died on the November 22nd. We really loved her and felt sorry for the cat because I think I was able to touch it or get really close to it. She would have gone to her home, like, on the 25th, but she died on the 22nd.
Wow, that's sad. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
A sad story she tells with only memories of little Gabby in pictures. On her website, charliescots.org, she points out the many reasons as to why people should be responsible enough to care for the welfare of stray cats. At the same time, she is motivating people to foster stray cats and rescue them from the streets and also helping them get adopted. But she stresses that rehabilitated cats should be kept separate from the other cats for at least 4 to 5 weeks before they can be allowed to mingle. Stray cats could be dangerous as they may carry around disease, she says, and that's why it is important to ensure they are vaccinated and separated from the rest for some time as a precaution. In the meantime, the rehabilitated cats know their caterer, Charlotte, is just a whistle away. For CRI, I am Nila Nyakoa.